Hare Krishna. Today is the fifth day of the new year, according to one calculation, and I thought it appropriate to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam about the passage of time and how we should utilize our time, because our life, or at least our duration of life, consists of time. And what we do with our life really means what we do with our time. So this verse is very relevant to all of us. So please listen very carefully. Also, I may ask you to repeat what I just read. So that's another reason why you should listen very carefully. So please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service. Text 17. Please repeat. Ayu,
Ayu,
Harati,
Harati,
Vai,
Vai,
Punsam,
Punsam,
Udyan,
Udyan,
Astam,
Astam,
Cha,
Cha,
Yan,
Yan,
Asau,
Asau,
Tasya,
Tasya,
Rite,
Rite,
Yat,
Yat,
Kshana,
Kshana,
Nita,
Nita,
Uttama Shloka,
Uttama Shloka,
Vartaya,
Vartaya,
Ayur Harati Vai Punsam,
Ayur Harati Vai Punsam,
Udyan Astam Chayan Asau,
Udyan Astam Chayan Asau,
Tasyarte Yatkshano Nita,
Tasyarte Yatkshano Nita,
Uttama Shloka Vartaya,
Uttama Shloka Vartaya,
Ayur Harati Vai Punsam,
Ayur Harati Vai Punsam,
Udyan Astam Chayan Asau,
Udyan Astam Chayan Asau,
Tasyarte Yatshano Nita,
Tasyarte Yatshano Nita,
Uttama Shloka Vartaya,
Uttama Shloka Vartaya,
Ayu,
Ayu,
Duration of Life,
Duration of Life,
Harati,
Harati,
Decreases.
Decreases.
Vai.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Udyan.
Udyan.
Rising.
Rising.
Astam.
Astam.
Setting.
Setting.
Cha.
Cha.
also,
yan,
moving,
asao,
the sun,
tasya,
of one who glorifies the Lord,
Rute,
except,
yet,
by whom?
By whom?
Shana,
time.
Dita,
utilize.
Uttamashloka, the all good personality of Godhead.
The all good personality of Godhead.
Vartaya,
in the topics of.
Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting. The sun decreases the duration of life. Of everyone.
Except
one who utilizes the time.
By discussing topics.
Of the all good personality of Godhead. All right. Now we will see how much you remember. What? Well, we'll make it easy. Raise your hand if you can tell us one point that the verse made. So raise your hands. Only one. Yes.
My main point of verse is that we should always be discussing these topics of the personality of Godhead.
Well, that's true. It's sort of the purport. But what did the verse actually say? One point. You are right. But what did the verse actually say? Yes.
The sun rises and sets as a result of that people lose their duration of time.
Yes. By rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. And what's the other point?
The main point.
Yes.
Except the others to discuss the holiness of the Lord.
Yes, except for one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of Uttama Shloka. The all good personality of God. Now I'll read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Now this word, acceleration, is very important. Now who can say what I just read, what that sentence said? One point from that sentence.
Yes.
The Prabhupada mentions that one should accelerate his devotional service.
Yes.
The verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. In other words, we are in the human form of life. And the human form of life is especially meant for realizing our lost relationship with God. And the process by which we revive our relationship with God is devotional service. There are three departments of Vedic knowledge. One is called Sambandha, which is our relationship with God. What is our relationship with God? Our relationship with God is that we are eternal servants of God. And then the next division is Abhideya. That means acting in our relationship with God. How do we act in our relationship with God? That is bhakti, or devotional service. And then what is the goal to be achieved? That is prayojana, and that is to develop love for God. So all of us here in this room today are engaged in devotional service. Even if you're not aware of it, you're engaged in devotional service because you are hearing about Krishna, hearing the topics of the All Good Personality of Godhead. That is devotional service, shravana. But this verse indirectly says that you have to accelerate your practice of devotional service because time is passing with every rising and setting of the sun. Your duration of life is decreased. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. So, if we, at the end of our life, for example, if we want one extra moment, and we're willing to pay any amount of money or any quantity of gold to get one extra moment, we can't get it. That means that every moment is so valuable. It's beyond what money can buy. So we should be very careful and utilize every moment in the best way, because once that moment is gone, you can't buy it back for any amount of money. For example, right now it is 2:35 in the afternoon on January 5th, 2014. Now it's good you are here in the satsang. But if your mind is wandering somewhere else, that time is, to some extent, wasted. And you cannot buy an amount back for any amount of gold. Srila Prabhupada had a friend
in Bombay named Mr. Brijratan Malta, who was a very intelligent and affluent industrialist. In fact, before the partition of India, he was the wealthiest man in what became West Pakistan. And his home in Clifton, in Karachi, was a palace. It's called Mota Mahal. And after the partition, that palace was kept for Muhammad Ali Jinnah. He was such a wealthy man and a very shrewd businessman. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert in speaking in the language that a person could understand and appreciate. So once when Mr. Mota was visiting him in Juhu, Bombay, Srila Prabhupada said that in the ledger book of your life, there are two columns, profit and loss. And any time spent in Krishna's service is profit. And any time used outside of Krishna's service is loss. So every businessman knows he wants to maximize his profits and minimize his losses, and he doesn't want any losses. So that means we should not lose any time, even one moment, in some frivolous pursuit outside of Krishna consciousness. We have to be very mindful of how we are using every moment. And stealing time can be very imperceptible. It's like if you have an employee in your business, and if he steals 10,000 rupees, you can detect it pretty easily. But, and you can catch him and you can deal with. But if he's stealing 100 rupees a day, it's a pretty small amount, you might not notice it. But he could be doing that for years, for decades. He could end up stealing lots of rupees. But because he just stole a little at a time, you didn't notice it. So it's the same way with our duration of life. That we might, well, it's hard to know what people's behavior patterns are, but someone who's trying to be Krishna conscious, he probably wouldn't waste a lot of time at a stretch. And if he's living in the ashram, he might get caught. But a little bit. You know, just what do they say, surf the internet. Just 10 or 15 minutes, no one will know. But all those 10 and 15 minutes add up. And we lose a tremendous amount of time. And when death comes and we want that extra time, we can't get it back for any amount of money.
Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. We all want happiness, but this happiness, or so-called happiness in the material world, is very temporary. Because the material world is a world of duality. There's always heads and tails, pleasure and pain, happiness and distress. Srila Prabhupada said that when a baby is born in a family, everyone is very happy because the baby has been born. But when that baby takes birth, it's not just birth. It's janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. It's birth, death, old age, and disease. So as soon as there is birth, there is death. But they are very happy. Oh, a baby is born in the family. But they're not thinking that along with the baby, death has also taken birth. And we see it. Just a few days ago, you know, there was a baby born in the household of a family of devotees, all so happy, sending emails, putting the pictures on Facebook, everyone is jubilant. And the same day, another devotee left the body, and it's duality. So we should not be, this is what Prabhupada is saying here, we should seek our permanent happiness, not the flickering happiness. Temporary happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally the spiritual spark of the complete whole. And his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. Now we're coming to a very important point here. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, qualities, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes in contact with any of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita 2:40, the Lord explains that such contact in the following words: endeavors in devotional service are never baffled. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. A highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, and so the transcendental topics of the Lord, injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord, can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of the other parts. So, now coming back to the verse, There are two main points. So we're going to give someone else a chance to answer. What is one of the two main points of the verse? Yes. Yes. By the rising and the setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone is decreasing. And what's the other part? Yes. Except for one who utilizes the time in discussing the transcendental topics of the personality of Godhead. And then we read how ultimately we are meant to revive our relationship with the Lord through acceleration of devotional service. So here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that by hearing what all of you are doing now, Shravana, by hearing, you are coming in contact with the Lord. And coming in contact with the Lord means His name, His forms, His qualities, His pastimes, everything about Him. You can actually realize God by hearing. And by hearing, everything else is included. So hearing is very important. But hearing about what? Krishna. Correct. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. Now I'll ask you, and then I'll read what Prabhupada answered. I will ask you, okay, by the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone is decreased, except one who utilizes the time in discussing the topics of Krishna. But how can you say that his duration of life is not decreased? Alright, we're engaging in topics of Krishna, but still, the sun is moving in its course across the sky and it will be setting. The clock is ticking. 2:35 is gone, or it's almost 2:50. So how can it be said, except for those who utilize the time by discussing the topics of Krishna? Who can answer? Yes. Yes. This young man is using his time very well. He's a very intelligent young man. He said, because if one utilizes the time in discussing the topics of Krishna, he becomes free from the repetition of birth and death. Or in other words, he realizes his eternal life. Does anyone have a strong voice?
I have.
All right. So we won't translate. Yeah, we'll translate. So, and thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life.
Can you see?
Anyway, maybe we.
I could read it. I think I can see.
Anyway, we'll start. This is a new topic.
Okay.
materialistic way of pure activities like charity is recommended.
In the Smriti Shastras, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Now listen to this. We talked about profit and loss in relation to time. Now we're going to hear about profit and loss in relation to money. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Did you all hear that? I won't even ask you because you won't forget that. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin, meaning without rabbinical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. In other words, there are many, like, so-called Brahmins around. Even if you give charity to one of them, you get the same amount back in the next life. Which is breaking even. You're breaking even. It's not loss, because at least it's a so-called Brahmin. So,
you're breaking even. If the suspense is building, if the money is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, even then the money is returned double. So you give money in charity to a so-called Brahmin who's not really qualified, you get the money back in the same proportion. If you give money even to a half-educated Brahmin, you get the money back double. That's pretty good. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. That's a very good return. That's a very good return. 100 and 1,000 times to a fully qualified, learned Brahmin. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. So that means someone like Srila Prabhupada, someone Vaidyastha Sarvaya Aham Eva Vedyo, who knows the purpose of the Vedas, which is Krishna. In other words, a self-realized Krishna-conscious soul. And How is that possible? How can your investment be returned unlimitedly? Because even if it's returned a million times, there's a limit. Even if it's returned a billion times or a trillion times, there's a limit. So how can it be returned by unlimited multiplication? That means it cannot be accommodated in this material world, because everything in the material world has its limit. In fact, one meaning of the word Maya is to measure. So if you're getting a return that cannot be measured, that means it's beyond the range of Maya. In other words, you go back home, back to Godhead. You go to the spiritual world. Once when Srila Prabhupada arrived, he told me the story in June. But when he arrived in, I don't remember now, either Manila in the Philippines or Hong Kong, the devotees arranged a press conference for him. I think it was Hong Kong. They arranged a press conference for him in the penthouse suite of a very fancy hotel, the best hotel in the city. And they arranged for him to be driven in a Rolls Royce car. So, when Srila Prabhupada came to Juhu, it was just me, I think, in the room. He was saying how, at the press conference, they were challenging him that you're supposed to be a spiritual person, but you're riding in a Rolls Royce car. Why are you riding in a Rolls Royce car? And Srila Prabhupada replied that actually the spiritual master is to be honored as the representative of Krishna. And in the spiritual world, everything is made of Chintamani gems, which is far more valuable than any gem of the material world. So even if they would have given me a Rolls Royce made of diamonds, it would not have been good enough. So you ask me why I'm riding in a Rolls Royce. The answer is that was all they could do. That was the best they could do, so I had to accept it. And then Srila Prabhupada said to me, when you're dealing with such envious people, what else can you say? So, but that's the point, that you can't even measure the opulence or the happiness of a pure devotee, because it's beyond the material world. And if you give in charity to such a person, you're going in that direction, to go beyond the realm of Maya, to the unlimited realm of Krishna consciousness. Yes, so here Prabhupada says that same thing. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedais to Sarvayar Ahamena Vedyo. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Now he's This is just not about how to invest your money, but he's making a spiritual point. And that is that as long as you give in charity, even if you give to an ordinary person, an ordinary person, even if he's not a Brahmin, anyone, you get the same amount back. If you give to a half-educated Brahmin, you get the amount returned double, like that. So he's saying that if you give in charity, there is guarantee that money will be returned to you in the next life. It's just a question of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. So it's guaranteed. That's the point here. That you give in charity, it's guaranteed you'll get the money back in the next life. If you give your ears, if you give your time, and your ears and tongue, and your time for hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, it is guaranteed. What's guaranteed? What's guaranteed? Eternal life. Eternal life. See, you're more alert now. It's the influence of hearing Krishna Katha. You're more alert, you're more alive. So, just like by you give money, it's guaranteed you'll get the money back in the next life. But depending on who you give the money to, the quality of the person, you get a greater proportion. So if you give your time for hearing and chanting about Krishna, it's guaranteed that you are approaching eternal life. But if you do it with, if you do more of it, as Prabhupada said in that first sentence of the purport, accelerate. It happens sooner. It happens sooner. Madhama gatva purna janna nabhidhite. That's a line from the Bhagavad Gita. When you go to Krishna, the abode of Krishna, you never return to this miserable material world. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. Guaranteed. Now listen to the last sentence, because this is very a devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So, generally, and it's natural, we don't want disease and we don't want old age. And it's natural because as spirit souls, jiva, we are by nature joyful, anandamaya vyasa. We're not subjected to disease in the old age. But it happens. And when it happens to a devotee, he takes it as an impetus to accelerate his or her devotional service, which will help him or her realize his eternal life. And there's a beautiful verse
in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that says more or less the same thing. Tatenu kamponsu sadikshamana. That if a devotee is subject to suffering, and if he tolerates the suffering and takes the suffering as the mercy of the Lord, and increases his service to the Lord with body, mind, and words, that person is guaranteed to go back home, back to Godhead. The Sanskrit is mukti pade sadaya bhak. And daya bhak means like an inheritance. That if a son, in that context, if a son remains, all the son has to do is remain alive long enough, and he will inherit his father's property. So similarly, all a devotee has to do is remain alive in devotional service, tolerating all the distresses of the material world, and accepting or expecting the mercy of the Lord, that he is guaranteed eternal life. So when some reversal comes, we should see that this is an opportunity to become more serious about Krishna consciousness, become more sincere in my spiritual practices. So it actually serves as an impetus to one's guaranteed eternal life. So this is very encouraging. This is very encouraging. One has to only to remain alive in devotional service. And what does it mean to remain alive in devotional service? Whoever can answer this hits the jackpot. Yes. Yes, that's true, to serve the Lord with body, mind, and words. And then how? Specifically how? To give someone else a chance. Yes, yes. Similar to, that's true, but what service? How, what service? Yeah.
By discussing his name, form, quality, past names.
Yes, that's it. By kirtan, shravanam, kirtanam, by engaging in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees. Because these topics can be properly discussed only in the association of devotees. So, if you spend your life in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees, your eternal life in the spiritual world is guaranteed. Just like if you give money in charity, it's guaranteed you'll get money back, and then stuff. And just like if you remain alive long enough, you will inherit your father's property. And in this case, you will inherit the kingdom of God. So everything is explained very clearly. And now, all we have to do is do it. It's very easy, and what we're being asked to do is also very easy. You're doing it right now. We're all doing it right now. It's very easy and enjoyable. But we have to continue to do it. You should listen. In one talk in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada said, if you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Don't waste time. Don't speak nonsense. If you've got time, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we have 10 minutes for questions and answers, if you have any questions. Yes?
You mentioned that whoever goes back to Godhead will never come back. Isn't it that we have come from there only?
Well, once someone asked Srila Prabhupada, that, you know, if we go back to Godhead, we'll never take birth again, Lord Krishna says. Now, where we were or how we got here is a little, it's an interesting question. But Srila Prabhupada said, that's not so important how we got here. It's more important how to get out. And he gave the example that a man is drowning in the ocean and someone comes with a boat to rescue him. And he says, well, wait a minute. First, I want to know how I got here. Well, that's not very important. What's important is you get in the boat and get saved from drowning in the ocean. But the other answer that Srila Prabhupada gave is that assuming that you it's sort of like that if you did make that mistake once and came into the material world, having experienced the miseries of material existence, you won't make the same mistake again. Do you understand? It's sort of like, in English they say, once burnt, twice shy. It's like, so you make a mistake and you put your hand in fire and you get burned. Okay, you did it once, but you're not going to do it again because you know what happened, so, yeah.
We know the real truth, so we'll not come back.
Yes.
We know it
doesn't. Yes, because now you know what it means. So you won't make the same mistake.
You can distinguish what is eternity and what is temporary.
Yeah. Yeah. You can
have the experience this material world also.
Well, there are different ways of learning. Srila Prabhupada said, the first class person learns by hearing. Like, you hear that it's sinful to steal, and that if you steal, you'll be punished. so you don't steal. That's the best, is by hearing. Second best is by seeing. You see some friend, he cheated, he got caught and punished. So you heard it, but it was really only when you saw it happen to someone that you know that you took it seriously, and then you learned. The third class learns by experiencing. So that's what you're saying. We've come into the material world, we've experienced it, so now we won't do it again. And the fourth class never learns. So, yes, it happens. It happens. We give someone advice, they don't follow it. And we know what's going to happen. We can see it. We know what's going to happen. But they choose not to follow it.
Okay.
They'll experience, and hopefully they'll learn from their experience. Srila Prabhupada said, good judgment comes from experience. And experience comes from bad judgment.